Beneath the rhododendrons, overlooking Houthead's Bay, we shared our love beneath the flowers, and my head upon your bosom lay. I drank the milk from between your kisses, and I gave you all my love as we lay among the grasses and rhododendrons bloomed above. Mama's Kitchen. I remember the clock striking four, grandfather shuffling down the hall. We hear the clatter of milk pails. Run into the kitchen where grandfather pours milk into jugs for churning. Mama smiles at us from the stove, fixes our breakfast, placing a fig crystallized with sugar on our plates. It's a rainy day. We get off the school bus. The house is warm with soup and tea cakes. The milk tall and cold. Cornbread melts into our bowls. We sit on the porch at night, listen to stories of Indians peering in through cabin windows. And Luther and Mama's Pa, how he had been killed for his horse, and his wife worked like a man, pouring herself into her grave. Mama was said to be part Indian. There's a picture of an Indian woman outside an old house, but no one knows her name. When I make biscuits, I use buttermilk like Mama and make a well in the flour like she showed me how to do. Go down fighting. When my son was 10, small and blonde, some bullies picked an argument. Pow, pow, went my little guy. His newfound friends went another way. When I was 10, I was taunted. I would not fight at all. I left quietly as I came. Far away, I heard bagpipes play. My brother might have taught me, those who like to bully avoid those that bully back. I learned from my mother that we are mostly Irish. She herself would not fight, but meekly forbore. Her life, so quiet, ended in great endurance. I married a hybrid Irish. He taught me to fight, kick, and punch with words. I remember him for that, though I don't often look back at what might or could have been. I taught my next of kin to go down fighting, as though it were your life, your very life.